This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today I want to study with you the message of Philippians, that is, the book of Philippians in the New Testament. What is its basic message? Of course, the basic message of the entire Bible is the glorification of God and the salvation of man through Jesus Christ. And every book in the Bible makes some contribution to that basic theme. And so it is does this book. And it seems clear to me that the basic thrust of it is the mind of Christ. This letter is a revelation, then, of the Christian mind. You will remember that Paul had come to Philippi in answer to the call of the man of Macedonia. And we find in the book of Acts the story of the conversion of Lydia, his being in prison, and the conversion of the Philippian jailer. The central teaching of this letter is suggested by the phrase, the mind of Christ. Let me read to you from Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Now, of course, there are many references in this book to the mind of Christ and our having the right kind of mind and so on, but I do want to pick just this particular section to read to you for our study today. If there is, therefore, any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy, that ye be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. Now notice the central teaching of this letter is suggested, as I've already said, by the phrase, the mind of Christ. First, the mind of Christ personally, and secondly, the mind of Christ as that mind should be manifested in his followers, his disciples, that is, the saints, the members of the Lord's church. The central appeal is, have this mind in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, verse 5. Now, as we've indicated, the central teaching is the mind of Christ, first of all, as seen in Christ personally. Notice this mental attitude. He counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped. You recall also how this fits with his words, know ye not that I must be about my Father's business. And another statement the Lord made when he said, I came not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Now that's the basic mental attitude that is correct. Notice the consequent activity. He emptied himself. He took on himself the form of a servant, that is, likened to man. He became poor, as Paul put it in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. He humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death. Now then, the resultant crowning, after having the right mental attitude and the consequent activity that grows out of it, there is the resulting crowning. Wherefore also God highly exalted him. Recall that he is called in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There was given unto him the name that is above every name. He is seated on the throne in heaven. He is coming again to bless and to punish. Now notice how this attitude is seen, how this mind is seen in the saints, the followers of Christ. First of all, in the mental attitude, there should be humility, lowliness of mind. Have this mind in you. Empty yourself. Be willing to be used for the good of others. There is the expression in chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, that we should be like-minded to truly care for your state. That is, there must be a sincere desire for the good of others. Recall how Paul spoke of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, how we must love our neighbor and how we are to manifest that love. There is then the consequent activity. We must live a life after the example of Christ. Since the body is the instrument of the mind, to live the life of Christ, one must first have the mind of Christ. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27. And then in the third place, there is the resulting crowning. You will sit in heavenly places with Christ, Ephesians 2. You will have a present victory over circumstances through faith and through prayer, and be able to say with Paul, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is the ultimate realization of divine purposes in your life.